Welcome everybody to the next episode in the Special Educator series. This is the fourth episode in the Pike Method group of postings. Critical thinking with a twist is our motto here at the Special Educator. I'm your host, Tom Hankins, instructor, tutor, consultant, and musician. Get the business out of the way. This is our, again, fourth episode on knowledge, which is the third step in the Pike Method. Pike Method is perspective, information, knowledge, and engagement. So we're going to cover knowledge today. All right. For those of you that are looking at the video, at the bottom left is all of our contact and information on where you can find us. If you are not and you were just listening by audio, that's great. Our website is tsegrp.org. Again, tsegrp.org. Reaching out to us for contact by email to myself or anybody else. host@tsegrp.org. Again, host@tsegrp.org. Social media, Facebook and X are the same, @TSEGRP, again, @TSEGRP, YouTube, little different, @TSEDGRP, again, @TSEDGRP, and Instagram, spell it all out, the special educator. Let's get over to the next screen here, for those of you that are listening and you can't see us, I've got a bunch of animated icons at the bottom center of the page asking you to like, subscribe, follow, get notified, comment, question. Please, I want you to reach out and engage with us as much as you can, and hopefully you enjoy this. Let's get over to the presentation. Now, as I'd mentioned in the other prior videos, I had AI compose essays on each of the four topics. Knowledge became a very interesting one because what AI came up with, I didn't even prompt for. All three of the sources I used for AI were very similar, but they all came up with knowledge, experience, and wisdom together. So I prompted for knowledge, and experience and wisdom came up, and I'm glad they did because this is very interesting. Knowledge and experience and wisdom are totally interconnected, as it turns out. I want to start about knowledge first. Knowledge is the foundation upon which experience and wisdom are built. So think of this as like the starting point for the knowledge part. It's the accumulation of data and understanding allows individuals to make sense of the world around them. Acquiring knowledge is ongoing. From the moment you're born and you start seeing, smelling, hearing, tasting, all that stuff, your knowledge will, of course, grow. I won't bring up the internet and digital media again. They have made knowledge more accessible than ever before, and you can learn just about anything out there. And I'll be presenting some stuff. I have a whole bunch of things planned that'll hopefully spark your interest. Now, experience is the practical application of knowledge. Let me line this up here a little bit better for you. There you go. Experience is the practical application of knowledge. You gain that through just direct involvement in real life situations. The part here is you can take experience and apply theoretical knowledge to real world scenarios, even if they're not the same. We call this transferable capabilities. Your knowledge can be transferred from one situation to another, depending on how similar they are. Anyway, experience also helps individuals develop intuition and judgment. They're essential in making informed decisions, especially when it comes to urgent situations. Wisdom, let me line this up here for you. Wisdom is the culmination of knowledge and experience. It's the ability to make sound judgments based upon deep understanding of life and its complexities. We're talking about gaining insight, empathy, and ethical considerations when it comes to wisdom. Think about it as the big picture. You want to step back, maybe even they call it what the 30,000-foot view is a cliche here, but you need to step back and look at things objectively, recognize patterns, and understand consequences of your actions. ultimately, wise individuals are basically regarded as thoughtful, compassionate, discerning. Again, don't mind a little bit of being critical is in there is good too, but they possess the ability to navigate complex situations with, they say, grace and understanding, but, sometimes not so graceful. Okay. Relating knowledge and understanding to new topics and ideas. This is kind of the application of it. The acquisition of knowledge is essential for new ideas and topics, provides the foundation for which information can be built. Different concepts, common patterns allow you to draw informed conclusions at this. I came up with a saying when I was in grad school, and I'm not sure if somebody else had said this before and I picked it up or if I just made it up off the top of my head, I don't know, but I said, well, the acquisition of knowledge is in direct inverse proportion to the loss of innocence. And so I thought that was just kind of true. You know, you're not innocent anymore once you have known something or experienced something. You have knowledge and understanding of it. So can't plead ignorance once you know about something. I'm going to read this last paragraph in here because it applies to me. For example, a person with strong background in science, like myself, may use their knowledge and understanding to figure out new technologies or medicine or something else. Someone with a deep understanding of history may draw parallels between the past and current events, be they social, political, technical, or otherwise. It serves as a bridge. Your knowledge becomes a bridge between your original experiences and your new ideas and topics, and it allows you to expand your horizons and continue learning. Let me read out the conclusion on this, like I do with all the others. Line it up. There we go. Knowledge, experience, and wisdom are interconnected elements that contribute to personal and intellectual growth. Knowledge provides the foundation. Experience adds practical application, and wisdom integrates both to make sound judgments. The acquisition of knowledge is essential for understanding new ideas and topics, allowing individuals to make connections and gain deeper insights. By continuously seeking knowledge, gaining experience, and reflecting on their journey, individuals can cultivate wisdom and navigate the complexities of life with greater understanding and empathy. Let me go to the full screen here and give you a little bit of background music while we get this last part done. Once again, I am your host, Tom Hankins. I'm instructor, educator, consultant, and musician. To get in touch with us, look to the bottom of the screen or just listen along here if you're on audio only. Website is tsegrp.org. Again, tsegrp.org. Reaching out via email to myself or anyone else. host@tsegrp.org. host@tsegrp.org. Social media contacts, Facebook and X are the same. It's @tsegrp. Again, just tsegrp. YouTube, a little different, @tsedgrp. Again, @tsedgrp. And Instagram, The Special Educator. The Special Educator. I'll be posting the essay with a blog prompt, some questions for you to maybe initiate a discussion. That'll be posted on the website for you to view. Okay? Once again, I'm Tom Hankins. Enjoy, stay safe, and look forward to learning.